Did you know that 1 in 6 people will at some point have a stroke?
Wow.
It's a
Yeah.
pretty stark reality for, a lot of people and their families.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to take a closer look at an organization called Stroke Information.
Okay.
We want to unpack their sort of unique approach to supporting stroke survivors, building community, and really pushing
That's
awareness.
important.
We'll explore how they offer global support, get people sharing experiences, and some, pretty innovative services they've got, and all while staying incredibly focused on their mission.
And that's so needed, isn't it? Because navigating life after a stroke, well, for survivors and their families, it can just be incredibly complex, really isolating sometimes.
Right.
So that kind of comprehensive support, the right resources, and a real sense of community, it's absolutely vital.
Definitely.
And it sounds like this organization, Stroke Information, they're trying to provide that with a real understanding and sort of strategic thinking behind it.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. One of the first things that jumps out about Stroke Information is this commitment. Get this, 100% of all donations go directly to their cause.
100%. That's really striking.
Is it? It's not just some slogan. It feels like a major operational decision.
Yeah, how does an organization even pull that off? I mean, with admin costs and everything.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a powerful model, though. It really speaks volumes about their priorities, you
It
know.
does.
That level of direct funding, it must take incredible efficiency. Maybe relying heavily on volunteers or specific grants for the overheads.
Could be.
It certainly sets a high bar for donor confidence. Shows real transparency and just unwavering commitment to the people they're helping.
And they combine that financial transparency with actual support, both online and telephone support worldwide. And they're actively encouraging survivors' families to share their stories.
Right, so it's not just pushing information out, it's building that global network, that shared experience.
Exactly. And when you dig a bit deeper, their approach gets even more specific, like hatchlings.
Hatchlings. What's that?
It's a counseling service. Apparently, it was the brainwave of someone on their team, and it's specifically for younger people who've had a stroke.
Oh, that's fascinating. Really targeted.
Yeah, it really highlights that recovery isn't, one size fits all.
Exactly. That focus on hatchlings, it shows a crucial understanding. Younger survivors, they face really distinct challenges, developmental, social, psychological stuff that more general services might just miss.
Makes sense.
So tailoring support to those age-specific needs, it's so important for like long-term integration, preventing social isolation later on.
And then, sort of on the flip side, for supporters, there's something called Eddie's Club.
Eddie's Club, okay.
You sign up and you get this exclusive certificate. It even has a special edition wax seal and some little goodies in a welcome pack.
Oh, that's quite creative. It's not just a basic thank you, is it? It's a clever way to build like sustained engagement. Keep people connected and feeling valued, building loyalty.
Totally. And beyond these direct services and, unique ways to engage people, they really hammer home that awareness is constant. It's not just a one-off campaign.
Yeah.
Their blog posts really show this. They actually say Awareness Month is never over.
I like that, keeping the momentum going.
Yeah. And they use a shop too to kind of engage the community, selling merchandise like Steady Eddie beanies.
Steady Eddie
Oh,
beanies.
yeah, they're £15 each, or you can get 2 for £25. It feels like another way to keep the conversation going, make the mission tangible.
And practical too.
And get this, they just celebrated their 9th birthday back in April 2025, and they marked it by launching a brand new shop. So, always evolving.
That sustained effort, integrating awareness into just
Yeah.
their day-to-day stuff,
Yeah.
it really ensures the message doesn't just fade away after a campaign week, right? The merchandise, the blog, they become these continuous touch points. Makes the cause relatable, accessible, maybe turns passive supporters into more active ones.
And speaking of trust and transparency, it seems to extend to their data privacy too.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, they make sure their community feels secure. They've got a detailed privacy policy spelling out how they handle information,
Yeah.
contact details, website usage data, even data from their WhatsApp forums.
That's crucial, especially with sensitive health info.
Absolutely. And it details your rights, accessing your data, correcting it. The policy was last updated September 3rd, 2025. So pretty current.
That level of detail, it's a good sign. It's the hallmark of a well-run charity.
Yeah.
And they are a registered charity, right?
They are. Number 1166424.
Good to know.
So I guess what does this all mean for you listening? It means organizations like Stroke Information are out there showing how strategic empathetic design combined with real transparency, well, it can create a huge impact in health support. They really illustrate the power of building a community where everyone feels seen, heard, and, you know, supported through their whole journey.
Ultimately, yeah, this closer look shows us that effective support for these really complex health challenges.
Right.
It's got to go beyond just providing services.
Meh.
It's about building trust, fostering that deep sense of community, and really understanding the kind of nuanced needs of every single person involved.
Well said.
It just reminds us that recovery and awareness, too, they're ongoing journeys.
Yeah.
And they're probably best navigated together.
Absolutely. So maybe something to think about. What innovative approaches to community support or awareness for, you know, critical health issues are happening quietly but effectively in your own local area? And what could we maybe learn from them?